So this is the month of November when we pray for the holy souls in purgatory. And we pray for them, but they can also be powerful intercessors for us too. So please do stay tuned to find out how this works. And we're going to see how it relates to Padre Pio too. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. We present you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar. He was a mystic and a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to find out what his intercession can do for you. And we'd also like to briefly thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your support and you helping our apostolate to go ahead, making it possible, enabling us to print flyers, advertising and printing all sorts of things for this apostolate. So thank you again for your help. Now, if we look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we can see that many people, when they die, they are imperfectly purified. However, we still need to be perfect to enter into heaven. So some additional purification is necessary in order to enter heaven. And the church gives the name of this purification as purgatory. And we are told that the souls in purgatory are powerful intercessors for us too. But there's a little catch, we could say. We have to pray for them before they can pray for us. So our prayers make their prayers, their intercession for us, effective, according to the Catholic Catechism, number 958. Padre Pio, when he was still a young priest, he had certain aspirations or urgings, we could say, and one of them he wrote in this letter to his spiritual director, and he said, "For some time I have felt the need to offer myself to the Lord as a victim for sinners and also for souls in purgatory." So he felt this urging from the Holy Spirit. And we're going to have a look at one encounter now where maybe he got this urging from. And Padre Pio, he describes this encounter and it was testified to by the Bishop of Melfi and also the superior of the convent, or sorry, the monastery where Padre Pio was staying. And these are Padre Pio's words. He says, "While in the friary," and now this was winter, "and there was a heavy snowfall outside." And Padre Pio says he was sitting there by the fireplace, absorbed in prayer. And then an old man wearing, he said, a very old-fashioned cloak came in and he sat down beside Padre Pio. It was a sort of cloak that would have been worn by peasants in times gone by. And concerning the man, Padre Pio states that "I could not imagine how he could have entered the friary at this time of night, because all the doors were closed and were locked." Padre Pio sounds a little startled, so he said, "Who are you and what do you want?" And the old man replied to him, "Padre Pio, I am Pietro di Maro, son of Nicola, nicknamed Precoco." And then he went on to say, "I died in this friary on the 18th of September 1908. In cell number 4. At that stage, it was a poorhouse. And then one night, this is how he describes his death. "One night while I was in bed, I fell asleep with a lighted cigar. And this ignited the mattress. And I died. I suffocated and burned." And then he told Padre Pio, "I am still in purgatory. And I need you to say a holy mass in order to be freed. God permitted that I come here to ask this of you." So these are the words of this holy soul from purgatory who's visiting Padre Pio. And then according to Padre Pio, after listening to him, I replied, "Rest assured that tomorrow I will celebrate mass for your liberation." And we can be sure that Padre Pio did. And then Padre Pio arose and he accompanied this man to the door of the friary so that he could leave. And he had not realized at that moment that the door was closed and locked. So there's no ways this person could have come in. But he opened the door and he bade the person farewell. It was a moonlit night. And he said the square was covered with snow. And then when he could no longer see this person in front of him, he said he was suddenly taken with a sense of fear. I closed the door, I re-entered the guest room, and at this point he felt faint. So many of us, I'm sure, would feel faint because we realize we've been seeing something like a ghost, but it's actually a soul from purgatory requesting prayers. And a few days later, Padre Pio, now he told the story to another father, Padre Paulino. And so the two of them decided they're going to go down to the town hall and see if there's any truth in the story. And they looked in the data for the year 1908. And they found that in September, on September the 18th of that year, there was one Petrel Di Maro, who had in fact died of burns and asphyxiation in room number 4 of the friary. And also it said that at that stage, it was being used as a home for the homeless. So the story matched up exactly with what this person had told Padre Pio. And if you're new to our channel, then please make sure that you have subscribed to our channel. Click that reminder bell to receive notifications. And we ask you, do share these videos, the short YouTube videos, with your friends and colleagues. Like the videos too as well. That helps us with our apostolate. And at another stage, Padre Pio was known to have said this about the holy souls in purgatory. Padre Pio said that as many souls of the dead come up this road to the monastery, that's the steep road up the Gorgono Mountains, as souls of the living. And so without a doubt, these souls, they from purgatory, they visited Padre Pio and they were seeking his prayers and his sacrifices and his sufferings. And we can do the same for our loved ones who may have passed on. Each November, the Church in her goodness offers us a special gift for the faithful, the souls in purgatory. And this applies from the 1st to the 8th of November, where we can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. So it's not for us, it's for them. By visiting a cemetery, they say, and if we cannot visit in person, then mentally we can visit. And also we need to make a sacramental confession during this time, 20 days either side of this, and also receive Holy Communion and recite at least one Our Father and one Hail Mary for the Holy Father. And we need to be free of attachment of all sins. Then this plenary indulgence will apply. And so we can do this for any loved ones who may have gone before us or for anyone that we know. And here on Following Padre Pio, we also offer in special masses for the souls in purgatory, the holy souls in purgatory. So you can enroll your intentions for them. Just go to the video on the end screen to see how to enroll, or you can click in the link in the video description below. So include all of the loved ones that you may have who have gone before you in your prayer intentions by enrolling them for this mass dedicated to Padre Pio.